Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, just a grammar note there for you, Lee.
Okay.
Okay. The American Psychological Association would like to change your use of plural. See, if you were to write, say, for instance, an academic paper, right? And
right.
You would say him or her.
Right.
He or she, right? Because you want to offend anybody now. Right. I think, did I say he or whatever? So, no, that's got to go. You might have been taught, the American Psychological Association explains, you might have been taught that they is a generic third-person pronoun.
Right.
And it was. But now it is. It should replace he and she or he or she. It's not plural anymore. Although it could be used plurally. See what I'm saying? So they're just letting everyone know they have put out a new demand that you use plural pronouns for non-binary individuals. They and them. So they and them could refer to an actual group of people, or it could just refer to one person.
So in other words, we're doing everything we can to make things as unclear as possible.
Yeah, this is exactly what my son's studying right now in the second grade. Plural. They haven't changed it yet, but just wait. Can you imagine how this will confuse second graders?
Plural is confusing me, and I'm certainly no second grader.
With this move, the APA is recognizing the existence of non-binary people, inviting others to understand them better. So what they're saying is that you should work the new they and them pronoun in, even if you're referring to one person, into your lexicon, your academic papers, your writing, and that sort of thing. The APA, that's American Psychological Association, blog post titled Welcome Singular They provides guidance. It elaborates, some people use other pronouns, including they, zer with a Z, Z with a Z, XE, HIR, per, ve, a, and, ooh, I haven't seen this one, hen? Refer to me as hen. Okay. Why is this necessary, they write?
Well, it's not, but
the article argues typically scholarly papers would use him, he or she to avoid introducing bias to the reader, but doing so allows the reader to make assumptions about the sex of the subject that may not be accurate. Oh, they're completely accurate. It's one or the other. It's not all.
Yeah.
But anyway, that you can't say that anymore. So now we have official American Psychological Association guidance on this. Just thought I'd let you know.
Well, they be crazy.
Yeah, they be. But nobody cares. All right. Meanwhile, this just gets under my skin and it's driving me nuts. And this is cancel culture on steroids. I'll tell you what. Did you see what's going on? Okay. For 22 years, this country has managed to get through the Thanksgiving NFL game halftime show, right? We have gotten through it together. It wasn't easy, but we managed anyway. Well, no, not anymore. Ellie Goulding, she's a Grammy-nominated artist, singer, whose two songs I deleted off my tune-in. YouTube listening list today, which is a shame because they were good. Here's what she did. You want to hear about the atrocity that committed?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens? Let me read this to you from Fox. The Grammy-nominated artist was set to perform at the game between the Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills during the halftime show, which will kick off the organization, talk about Salvation Army's, annual Red Kettle campaign, a fixture of the game for the past 22 years. So in order to celebrate this, and she was going to be the performer, she Instagrammed a picture of herself in a hairnet serving homeless people at a Salvation Army shelter. Not a controversial thing till, I don't know, this week, when she was attacked by cancel culture warriors threatening to cancel her for her association with the Salvation Army and demanding an apology. Salvation Army, of course, is a Christian.
Yes, there lies the rub.
Group. Now, they have been very, 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 very clear that they do not turn anybody away. The impoverished people that they help for sexual orientation. They help everybody regardless of sexual orientation. But in recent years, they have refused to allow transgender women, that's men who say they're women, to be sheltered but in the same space as actual women.
Right.
Because of rape concerns and, more importantly, legal liability concerns.
Yes.
But also, they pulled out of San Francisco a couple years ago because San Francisco had passed an ordinance saying anybody who ran their shelters had a government contract would have to provide same-sex marriage benefits. They said, we're a Christian organization. We can't do that. So, Ellie Goulding was threatened with cancellation by the cancel culture crowd for daring to associate with the Salvation Army. So she's now saying that unless the Salvation Army makes a sizable donation, here's the shakedown, a sizable donation to an LGBTQ group, a solid, committed pledge or donation, she is not going to perform at the halftime show.
So they've learned from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton.
Yeah, it's shakedown, baby.
Yeah, that's it. Pay up or we boycott or we out you or we criticize you or we publicly shame you or whatever. That's the usual Rainbow Coalition shakedown.
Yeah, and you know, okay, but in this, so it's good. First thing is it's going to be very interestingly to see whose side's the NFL take here. They're looking at this and they're like, oh gosh, not again. Not again. Can we just play the dang game?
Yeah, really.
So there's that going on, but there's something even bigger here, and this is a perfect example of this. We're beginning to see this. Christian organizations must now pass a leftist purity test before they can appear in public. They have to atone in some way for their beliefs. They have to show that they are actually not down with the scripture and face scorn and cancellation. And anybody who appears with them could face scorn and cancellation. I just want to know, where's the purity test leftists have to pass?
Oh, there is
none.
Where's
that?
There is none.
How about we have a test where you declare your love for and loyalty to America before you can perform? How about we do that? See if you can do it without your hair catching fire.
Well, isn't it interesting that the very people who are the first to cry the separation of church and state use the state to silence the church?
Ooh, good point. That was so well put.
Thank you.
That really was. It's watch this, because see, if this becomes the standard, then what? We can't have Chick-fil-A, you know, deliver a delivery somewhere until they make an LGBTQ donation. I mean, how's this going to go?
Well, I mean, and that in and of itself is a ridiculous thing, because there is absolutely no discrimination by any Chick-fil-A franchise, period. It does not exist. It is simply the statement of faith by the originator of the founder of the company about his religious beliefs. And that is what they have to take exception to. And that is ridiculous that a corporation, a business, is being held accountable for a religious belief that its founder believed in. And it does not discriminate in any way against anybody. It will sell a chicken sandwich to anybody. They don't care. They will employ anybody. They don't care about your status, sexuality, or whatever. It makes no difference.
You know, to me, in a way, this is a hijacking, right? Because here's Ellie Goulding. She just wants to support Salvation Army. They do great stuff for poor people and communities,
even
including right here in Greenville.
Yes, they do.
And so now they're threatening to cancel her and destroy her career merely for being seen with the Salvation Army, trying to do good.
An organization that is constantly doing something for the poor and the homeless. The very people these people say they want to support and that our government should take care of, and yet an organization, a private organization, that is already doing what they think the government should do, they're trying to censor. There is absolutely no logic in anything the left tries to do. No logic at all.
Yeah, although, but if you can establish as a standard that you must pass a purity test before you can be seen in public, and that anybody who is associated with you or seen with you will be destroyed if you don't pass the purity test, you can totally isolate Christians that way.
Exactly.
And that's what this is. This is a big test. So this is one of those, really honestly watch. I know a lot of you say, I don't care about Ellie Goulding. I've never heard her. It's not about her.
Yeah.
It's about establishing the precedent. establish the precedent. Well, have you, you know, made your peace with the LGBTQ community? Have you adopted all their beliefs or whatever they're doing this week? Have you done that? Are you using the proper pronouns? No, well, then you can't be seen in public, and anybody seen with you will be destroyed.
So I guess next they'll be petitioning these corporations, the Walmarts and Targets and other businesses that allow the Salvation Army to have their Red Cattle campaign going on out front to stop them. I guess that's where that's going next.
That's exactly where they'll go, depending on the outcome of this. So watch which side the NFL takes here, because this is one of those things, man. They win this one. They establish that the Salvation Army is an instrument of hate, and the snowball roll right down the hill. And you know how it does in cartoons? It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That they're establishing this. Why do we allow them to do this?
Yeah, that's the question, Tara. Why do we allow them to do this?
These are not mainstream views or beliefs.
No, they are not.
At all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Texter writes, the Dems don't really want to impeach. They just want to create doubt about the president's character. I agree with that. I would be surprised if we get to that trial in the Senate, especially with Lindsey Graham now vowing to call Adam Schiff. I just don't think Nancy Pelosi can let that happen, not with the Republicans in charge. I don't know how she's going to wiggle out of this one. It's going to be like one of those mad magician shows where they like put you in the box and then they submerge the box underwater and they wrap chains around it. And you wonder how the guy's going to get out, but he always does. Yeah, that's kind of where I am with Nancy Pelosi right now on this impeachment thing. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this morning, Judge Napolitano said it's indisputable that Trump held up Ukraine aid until they gave him dirt on the Bidens, even though both star witnesses yesterday testified they had no evidence of such a thing. Yeah, Judge Napolitano is still bitter that Trump refused to appoint him to the Supreme Court. He's never gotten over it. He lost his mind and he's never gotten it back. Texter writes, hearsay evidence can be much juicier than the real evidence. I heard it was Monica Lewinsky that killed Jeffrey Epstein. Hey, could have been. You never know. You never know. All right. Beth in Pumpkintown is calling in about cancel culture. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Tara. I'm furious, really. Concerned, furious. We spend all of our time telling our kids not to give in to peer pressure, not to accept the bully culture. Just say no. It doesn't matter if your friends are doing it. Don't do it. You know, stand up for yourself and look at the example they're given as, you know, teenagers and grownups. If I don't give in to the peer pressure, if I don't accept the status quo, then I'm an outsider. I'm an outcast. My life is over and it's ruined. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with social media and our young people today, and why the suicide rate has risen so sharply with, you know, kids in that age bracket.
So you're basically saying then that, like, they, while on the one hand we're told bullying culture is not okay, the left is practicing it and it's being reaffirmed on the national stage.
Yes, on the national stage and, you know, in with celebrities. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's common knowledge that you don't rock the boat and you just go along with it. Look at Jimmy Fallon. You know, I used to really admire him, and he got in so much trouble for humanizing our president, you know, tussling his hair on that show. And he had to apologize for that.
Which is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
I know. That's it. One small association that isn't even political, and you could be utterly annihilated and destroyed.
Yes, and what's disgusting is that he gave into the pressure. That was what was so disappointing, is that he gave into the pressure. He allowed the bullies to have their way.
Which way you think the NFL is going to go on this one? Now they're going to have to decide between the Salvation Army and Ellie Goulding.
I believe they're going to take the left stance. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me, given how they reacted to the national anthem issue. They're going to bend over just like they always do. What I really wish they would do is, you know, like, forget celebrities and give that money they would have paid a celebrity to some inner city youth marching band to have them perform, you know?
You know, and that would make so much sense. It's going to be interesting. So far, the Salvation Army, which has for 22 years, they've been out there with their red kettle, kicking off their national donation campaign at halftime at the, you know, NFL Thanksgiving game. They've kind of very, you know, very politely put out a long statement saying, hey, listen, you know, we do not discriminate, and they shouldn't. And, you know, we take care of everybody. We don't care about sexual preference and all of that kind of stuff, you know, in terms of who we take care of. But they, you know, they, but at the same time, basically their message was, but we're not going to make a donation to a LGBT activist group. So, that's where the Salvation Army is. Somebody's got to give. It's going to have to be Salvation Army, Ellie Goulding, or the NFL.
Well, I stand behind the Salvation Army all the way.
Yeah, me too. I hope they don't fold on this, because, you know, you're right. And appreciate your phone call. The person earlier who said, it was Lee. Lee, and Lee nailed this. Yep, before you know it, they'll be out there demanding that they make a donation to and support LGBT activist groups, or they don't get to collect money for the poor at Target anymore. At your grocery store. Who does that hurt, folks? The poor. Oh, that really hurts the poor. A much larger group, numbers and percentage-wise, than the percentage of gay people in this country. Hurts gay poor people. They don't care, do they? Isn't that ironic? The people who are always lecturing us about how we should let them do more for poor people with our money. But man, the poor go right under the bus when it comes to power, doesn't it? And that's all they want. They want you to affirm your allegiance to whatever it is they believe this month. And if the poor get screwed, because you won't, oh well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So did you see the dubious award we have won?
We won an award?
Yeah, we did. South Carolina.
Oh, okay. What's
it's
that?
Never good when we win.
Okay.
This is from WCSC, South Carolina. Consumer Affairs Study. Roads ranked worst in America. We're number one.
Big surprise there.
I know. Okay. The study analyzed 2019 road conditions by state. So South Carolina came in first place with the worst roads in the nation, followed by Louisiana, Hawaii, Rhode Island, and Delaware.
Hawaii?
I know.
You would think with a liberal socialist state like that, that they would have good roads over there.
Well, you'd think like with a liberal socialist state like the one we have in Colombia, but we would have good roads here. Yeah. And we do. And we were unfairly judged. There should be an asterisk here noting that the roads in Florence County are excellent.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're great.
Just ask you, Leatherman.
I know. We spent $26 billion in 10 years, infrastructure bank, some of it rail, some of it leveraged, through borrowing backed by our taxes. And that's why they ran out of money and they needed some more. And the thing with the infrastructure bank, remember, everybody on it, most of them anywhere, were appointed by Hugh Leatherman, pro tem of the Senate. And that's why 1 in 5 road building dollars over the 5-year period went to Florence County. You're like, where?
Yeah.
Florence County, home of the Green Bean Museum, you know?
Yeah.
Not a major population center, not at all. Not like, you know, Charleston or Greenville or Columbia, but Hugh's home.
It's a drive-through country where you're driving through Florence County to get somewhere else.
Yeah. And I'll never forget the activist, the picture of it laying down.
Yeah.
Laying down on the 2-lane road that they were spending $200 million to turn into a 4-lane road at rush hour. Because you could lay across the road and no one would hit you.
Because there's no rush.
Because there's no rush at all. The person managed to lay there a couple minutes before a car came along. And we were 4-laning that one. So if you want to know where all the money went, that's where all the money went. I got a, and I can't find it now. I got a text from a tow truck driver. I was really sad. He said he had to go to the scene of the death of a young woman who literally had died because of the side of the road, like the gravel deteriorating on the side of the road, lost control of the car. I mean, and so we'll never know how many people died because of this. Texter writes, Epstein didn't kill himself. He dog-napped Murphy. How did Murphy escape? ? I will never know. That's what this... I am fascinated, though, by this Epstein didn't kill himself thing.
Yeah.
I am. It's funny. And you know what started that specifically? It was that Fox News report where they had the former... what do they call the guy?
Medical examiner.
Thank you. Backup brain. I need 2 backup brains this morning. You can tell it's Thursday, right? I'm running out of gas. For New York, and they had him on Fox News, and he was presenting all this evidence, and he ends the whole thing with Epstein didn't kill himself. So that, like, hashtag immediately starts trending after Fox News did that segment, right? They did it on Fox and Friends, and they replayed it a bunch. Okay, well, it started trending then, but it really took off after we found out that ABC News spiked the story, and they had all the goods, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's fascinating about it, and there's a great piece about it in PJ Media, or was it American Thinker? I don't know. I have it right in front of me here somewhere. Here we go. Democrats, libertarians, Republicans, independents, conspiracy theorists, and totally sane people finally have something on which they agree Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And they go on to talk about this is a rebuke of our institutions. And it might be more than just a broadly popular meme, but a symbol of a popular revolt against our so-called elites. That's exactly what it is. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. It's what that means is we don't believe anything you say.
Yeah.
Well, that came from the DOJ. Came from a federal prison facility. We just don't believe you anymore.
Yeah.
And you look at, okay, like what broadly is it? Well, you know, the Epstein didn't kill himself thing. I mean, it's become a joke. I mean, like on MSNBC the other day, this Alabama student, you know, jumps live on the air and says Epstein didn't kill himself and he's laughing and it's funny. Well, I mean, the reason it's funny is not because of anything with Epstein. Nobody likes Epstein. But it's just a joke. It's literally a joke about how our institutions have deteriorated to the point that we just don't believe anything they say.
Well, this is the consequences of fake news.
Yeah, you're right.
I sent you this and you haven't had a chance to check it in your email. But this came down from the Associated Press from Washington earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
New poll from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research and USA Facts finds that regardless of political belief, many Americans say they have a hard time figuring out if information is true. Nearly two-thirds of Americans say they often come across one-sided information. About 6 in 10 say they regularly see conflicting reports about the same set of facts. The poll found that 47% of Americans believe it's difficult to know if the information they encounter is true, compared with 31% who find it easy to do so. There's widespread consensus on the importance of transparency and how information was gathered. Democrats are more likely to say that they rely on scientists and academics. Republicans are more likely to trust what they hear from President Donald Trump. Now, when they get down to the end of the story, that is absolutely ridiculous. Now, that may be what they may think that they found in their poll. But I would love to have seen that question and their methodology here. And honestly, I don't believe what I just read.
That's the irony of it, right?
I don't believe what I just read about fake news.
Yeah, I know. This is like what I went through with my sister, right, who's perpetually left to her own devices. She supported Rand Paul. She's kind of a libertarian, sort of.
Sounds reasonable.
Anti-establishment type, right? Yeah. But she's caught constantly between me and my very liberal brother. And she's just finally thrown her hands up and gone, I don't even know what to believe. I mean, I go back and forth between your dueling boasts and I don't even know what the heck. And I said, okay. Here was her question, okay? And I thought it was an interesting question. She said, is there a site, a place, a news source I can go to get both sides?
I got an email from a listener this morning asking that very question. And I haven't responded yet because I don't have a specific answer to give them.
Isn't that crazy that there are a gazillion news aggregators, news sites, and blogs and all that out there. I can't think of a single one where you can go to get both sides in one place.
You can't. And I'm not sure that you should. We are at a point, and this is probably actually a good thing for those who think and those who try to be objective. You need discernment. You need to look at the available evidence that you have before you and be able to weigh the pros and cons of the different opinions about what is to be believed as fact, and then come to your own conclusion. Be your own person. What do you believe? As a certain former talk show host here used to say, know what you believe and why you believe it.
Here's what I told my sister. I said, no website is perfect.
No.
But I've been reading the news for a long time, and I told her, I said, our brother is going to tell you that Breitbart is bunk.
Yeah.
I said, but go read it. You got to spend a year reading Breitbart, and you're going to see a pattern emerge. And what you're going to see is they're going to come out with stories, and the stories are going to be debunked by Snopes. They're going to say, no, it's not true. Yeah. And then about 6 months to a year after the debunked by Snopes, the mainstream media will and a lot of times end up having to acknowledge that what Breitbart wrote was true.
Right.
And I was like, and I told her, I said, I gave her some great examples, and I said, here's one of them, the Russia conspiracy.
Right.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Conservative talk media got it right. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we used sources like Breitbart and the Daily Caller.
Well, we also
and you have
what
to look over time.
Were.
Well, you have yeah, and you have to look over time too.
Yeah.
Just to see what's the track record. The track record of the mainstream media is horrendous mm-hmm. in recent years in terms of getting the biggest stories by their choosing completely wrong. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's what Devin Nunes was hammering on yesterday when he talked about why the Democrats have no credibility, on Ukraine. He's reminding everybody of this.
In a July open hearing of this committee following publication of the Mueller report, the Democrats engaged in a last-ditch effort to convince the American people that President Trump is a Russian agent. That hearing was the pitiful finale of a three-year-long operation by the Democrats, the corrupt media, and partisan bureaucrats to overturn the results of the 2016 election. After the spectacular implosion of their Russia hoax on July 24th, in which they spent years denouncing any Republican who ever shook hands with a Russian, on July 25th, they turned on a dime and now claim the real malfeasance is Republicans' dealings with Ukraine. In the blink of an eye, we're asked to simply forget about Democrats on this committee, falsely claiming they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion between President Trump and Russians.
Think about that, Lee. I mean, that's what was a lot of this cable news, Trump's a Russian spy, based on? It was based on Adam Schiff going on television and saying, hey, I've got it. I've seen the evidence of collusion. That was a lie. It went on for almost 3 years before it was debunked.
Yep.
And I think this is part of the psychological break here where they say, Epstein didn't kill himself. when you're told your president is a Russian spy for almost 3 years and it turns out it's not true, that whacks your world out, mm-hmm. you know? And you start to disbelieve everything you're told, maybe even true stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Al from Simpsonville writes, "Hey, Tara, should the Salvation Army give in and agree to donate to the LGBT, I may have to reconsider sending the Salvation Army my donation. I hate to be like this, but I want my donation to go to the needy, not those, you know, basically according to LGBT activist groups." You know, that's a good way to look at that, Al, that you don't want your donations diverted from the poor to pro-LGBT activists. You didn't want the money when you donated it to be political. I don't blame you. Texture rates. Oh, the Salvation Army thing has nothing to do with actual discrimination. It's all about getting more approval and promotion. Yeah, and money too. They want to establish the norm that, hey, listen, you got to donate money to make up for your atone for your past sins. You have to be forced to support. Yeah, the agenda. Texture rates. Thank you, thank you, thank you for enabling the 101.5 frequency for we, the great unwashed here in Anderson. No more fading. Yay. Yeah, tell your friends, tell your family. They live in Anderson County, and this is maybe folks who drive, you know, into Greenville for work. Or maybe you live in Greenville, you drive to Anderson for work. And one guy called who did that. You can now catch 106.3 WORD on 101.5 FM. So you just switch your frequency as you go, and everything works out well. All right, I want to end the show with this. I've been talking about how this latest coup, as described by the Democrats, they called it a coup first, not me, is the same as all the other coups in who's affecting it. It is a trifecta of deep state, media, and Democrats. That never changes. And it's interesting, there's this great piece by Charlie Martin in PJ Media today, and here's what he writes. "I was chatting with Terry, my writing partner, this morning. He was in the intelligence community for years, as was I. Terry on the analysis side, me in collection, and later as a computer security researcher. Both of us had, at one time, an extended background investigation clearance. The clearance you need to get stuff people like to say is beyond top secret. Now," he writes, "Terry is a Democrat, pretty liberal, not at all impressed with Trump, but we were talking about Eric Charmella, the whistleblower, who was fired from the White House staff because he was leaking confidential information to the media. According to all the sources, he then returned to see it to the CIA where he currently works," which is frankly odd, he writes. "How exactly do you lose a job for security violations and return to the CIA? One would normally lose one's clearance, and even janitors and cafeteria workers at CIA are cleared." Great point. Then there's the, you know, the witness, Lieutenant Alex Vindman, NSC staffer and active duty Army officer. He has testified that he disobeyed orders, advised foreign governments to resist Trump, leaked internal information to others, and was actively working to subvert the president's foreign policy. Now, God knows I'm not a UCMJ lawyer, he writes, but if you look at the Uniform Code of Military Justice, that sounds like an Article 88, contempt to officials, Article 92, failure to obey an order, and Article 133, conduct unbecoming of an officer. There's an argument to be made for Article 94, mutiny, as well. So this too is odd. Normally under these circumstances, a serving officer would at least be relieved and very possibly confined awaiting court-martial.
Oh, well, still justice, though. I mean, you know, you leak all you want, break all laws you want, if you're a Democrat in a deep state. He goes on. The third thing that struck me, he's writing about Eric Tarmella and Vindman, the witness Vindman. The third thing that struck us both was the complaint that Trump's conversations with Zelensky were being stored on a classified server. Now, if you look at the Department of State's regulations, conversations between American officials and foreign heads of state are automatically classified confidential and NOFORN. You normally, at least if you're not Hillary or one of her minions, store classified information on classified servers, even confidential. This one, even confidential. Some people want to argue that this shouldn't be classified, talking about the Trump's, you know, phone call with Ukraine president. But they missed a couple of points. First of all, classification is another one of those Article 2 powers of the president. See Executive Order 13526. If he says it's classified, it's classified. The second one is that the White House was concerned about stuff being leaked and wanted Vindman explicit and warned Vindman explicitly about talking about it. So why is it surprising that material that is being stored on a classified server was stored there? Why the hell, he writes, was it ever stored on anything but a classified server? The point here is that if any of these things happen under the normal course of events, the security violations would be punishable by everything from actually losing a job to extended terms in Kansas, making small rocks. Good point.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.